Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence. And now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Good evening, listeners. This is Divya, and I want to share with you, last week we did hear you. We did do a show, and it was not the last week, actually, the week before that. It was about how to write your book in 90 days, because you have been reaching out to us and expressed interest. That said, we want to share that there was a glitch with our technology. StreamYard, we did live, but something happened and we were not able to broadcast it live. So just want to share that it will be coming up soon again, and we will let you know when that's going to happen. So it's back to being wonderful with you. And I want to answer one of the audience's question. Y'all reached out to me about how can we include that 1 hour? How can we help others? So one thing I want to share with you is that, especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you're working with your client, and let's say somebody is really struggling, and maybe you have a contract with them about not being able to do something, give them a surprise. So that's about the 1 hour that I've been talking about. If all of us would be able to give that 1 hour of time unconditionally every month, we could do lots and lots of act of kindness. And one of the listeners asked me, how do I do it every month? So folks, I do several hours of kindness every month. So I love to mentor. I'm mentoring a couple of young students. I've got one single mom. So love doing that. So it's a great time to be with you all. And I'm going to bring on today's guest. Welcome, Bill.
Hello, Divya. How are you?
Doing great. And tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, Bill Westrom, 57 years old. I reside in Portland, Oregon, born and bred out here. And I've left for about 20 years floating around and chasing my adventures and dreams, and mainly as an entrepreneur. Moved back here about 12 years ago to raise my kids close to family, because I was originally from here.
Very nice. And you do talk about in the finance areas. So tell us, what led you there?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. Kind of long, so I'll make it brief. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, my financial life started out on 7/7/1964 on a Tuesday, because the day I was born, I fell right into the slipstream of my parents' financial life. Just like all of us. All of our financial lives, whether we knew it or not, started on day one, because whether you're born into a rich family, middle class, poor, your financial beliefs started right then and there. Now, if I fast forward to 18 years, when I moved out of the house, you know, I didn't know a thing about the family budget. I didn't know how it operated. My parents never taught me a thing. Now, luckily for me, though, I started working when I was 11. Mm-hmm. So I had money in my hands for a very long time. And that's pretty much how I learned how to manage money. Now, fast forward to the mid 90s, and I ended up getting a job as a mortgage broker. And that was my indoctrination into, you know, working in the belly of the dragon, if you will. And I worked for a couple of the biggest banks in the country, worked for one of the biggest banks in the world, which was Macquarie, that brought me to what I do today, which is a very unique, very unconventional method of financing that I've devoted my life to for the last 18 years. But that's how it all started from day one.
Wow. Yeah, you definitely talk about beliefs and your financial journey. So can you tell us about what does banker level banking and borrowing mean?
Well, it's at the lobby level. It's retail banking and borrowing, right? It's what all of us are subjected to when we get that first paycheck and we walk into the bank to get that checking account. And, you know, at the lobby level, that's consumer banking. That's not real banking. The real banking has happened about 25 floors above you. And that's my specialty, is teaching people how to bank like a banker instead of a consumer. Because everything we get out of the bank lobby, if you think about it, when you walk in, you're just ordering off a menu. This checking account, that savings account, this loan or that loan. And all the people that are helping you, and I'm not putting them down as people, I just want to make that blatantly clear, but they don't have any banking training. They're trained to help you order off the menu and keep the feds off the bank's back. I mean, I've gone through the training. As early as 2016 was the last time I went through bank training, and I did it on purpose. I took a sabbatical from my company because I had to understand why we were having such a problem. Once we sent people to the bank to go get the loans that they needed, et cetera, and the problems that we faced dealing with the bank employees, and I found out why. They're just not trained on anything financial. They're only there to help you order off the menu. And so, you know, and again, that's where a lot of our financial beliefs come from, most of them. You know, where do you think we learn to shop for a low rate, low interest rate? I don't know if you know this or not, but that's the number one driving force of everybody's financial decision on the debt side of the ledger. Mm-hmm. What's the rate? What's the rate? Now, why do people ask that? Because that's their belief. Lower rate's better than the higher rate, which, you know, isn't categorically wrong, but the rate is only a number. It's not, it's just a component of the whole thing. And there's just so much more to it. And the problem that we don't, that, you know, when we all run into walls on what we should do and what we should not do and chasing rate, it's only because we never had the education, the real understanding of how it all works. We're all going based on a belief system. And since I'm bringing that up, you know, everything we do, every decision we make, financial or otherwise, is based on a belief. Because I don't know about you, but I know the day I was born, I wasn't given a full hard drive of beliefs and knowledge. We're all blank. So anything that we have today and we rely on is a belief that was stuck there, whether through experience or through somebody else. And from those beliefs come our thoughts. From those thoughts come our feelings. And from those feelings come actions. So, you know, when people talk to me about interest rates and variable interest rates, and they're scared to death of them. And I say, well, what makes you believe that that's a scary thing? Well, it can go to 18% and the bank can just, you know, wreck my life. Well, how does that make you feel? Well, I'm scared to death of them. So what do? I don't get them. Well, the truth of the matter is that, well, if those things were true, then HELOCs wouldn't be on the market, because you got to remember.
So let's kind of like break it up a little bit.
Okay.
So you talked about people on the floor, you know, it almost sounds like they're serving us with a menu and people are picking things off. And there are, of course, benefits and features. That's what they're marketing to the regular customers. So give us a little bit of an insight on the lobby level banking. And if you were to educate the folks who are in direct contact with people, how would you change the systems?
Well, I wouldn't change the systems at all. I would provide education, real education. Because when it comes to everybody's beliefs and what they're doing, nobody asks why. For example, if you've got a 30-year mortgage and you want to pay off in 15 years, we go to the bank and tell them what we want. They said, okay, let's get you a 15-year mortgage. Well, if you came to me, I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to sell you a 15 mortgage. You just going to have to make a 15-year payment. You don't need a 15-year loan to make it to pay off in 15 years. We just have to know how. And then also have the confidence to go out and do it. Because again, a 15-year payment is nothing more than a 30-year payment with more principal added to the payment. Right? Because the interest rate might be different, but the interest rate has nothing to do with how long it takes you to pay off a loan. Interest is just cost. Right? So again, it's all a matter of just throwing more money at the loan on a 30-year loan, and don't pinch your budget with a 15-year payment. And we just went through it last year. How many families had a 15-year mortgage payment and couldn't make the payment? But if they had a 30-year payment, they could have kept on going.
So are you saying that 30-year mortgage is better than 15 years, even though overall cost would be more?
Well, I'm not going to say it's better.
Okay.
Right. Because I don't think out there is anything that's best or better for anybody. What's right for you as a consumer is what's right for you as a consumer.
Right.
Regardless of what anybody thinks and says. Now, when it comes to cost, right, again, this is something that most people don't understand, because people believe, and I'll ask you this question and see if you believe this or not, that conventional mortgages, the interest is compounded and front loaded. You ever heard that? Do you believe that to be true?
Well, when we did our mortgage, you know, we made sure that when we are sitting down and exploring different options to do the full calculation, that what's going to come it out to total in 30 years, and do we have the budget to pay it off? Should we pay it off in one time or not? So I come from a science background and I might not be your typical person. So if it was a regular person, believe, yes, we can have it. But what are the hardcore facts? Let's say we take a 30-year mortgage loan, and then we take a 15-year mortgage loan, same payments, I mean, same interest rate, but you're making a whole lot more payments upfront, which is going towards the principal. So let's talk about the cost basis and dissect it for me.
Okay. Real simple. Simple interest. Conventional interest on or interest on a conventional mortgage is simple interest. It's not front loaded, because how, you know, where are you going to take the interest from and put it up on top, right? You can't. And this is the bottom line, is we're always paying interest in arrears. Everybody that made June's mortgage payment paid May's interest. June will, or July will pay June. But most people think it's front loaded, but that's impossible. It can't take place. And so it cannot be proven mathematically. If it can't be proven mathematically on any of this stuff, then it doesn't truly exist. And then when it comes to compounding interest, well, if that were truly the case, then every lender would be in jail, because you cannot charge interest on interest accrued, right? Because compounding interest is interest earned on interest on the asset side. On the debt side, it would be interest charged on accrued interest, and that's illegal. You can't do that. So if you take out your calculators and pull up any amortization table, any loan amount, start on line one. Balance times interest rate divided by 12, and I guarantee you the number in your calculator will read exactly as line one interest on that amortization table. And then go down any line through those 360 or 180 lines, do the math again. Mm-hmm. But this time, when you move down, what you have to do to find the interest, you're going to have to look at the next month down. So if you calculate it on month 14, the interest is going to read on month 15 because that's when that interest is paid. Even though you calculated it on month 14, you're paying it on 15. So there's the bottom line on interest. It's all simple interest. And if you want to reduce your cost, attack the balance. Because again, on a 15-year, that's why you pay so much less interest on a 15-year. If the rates are identical, it's only because you've accelerated the payoff of the balance, and because that's what's used to calculate the interest. And so, again, with my teachings, I tell people, quit focusing on rate, focus on the balance, because that's what costs you the money.
That's a good advice. So we've talked about that. Thank you for sharing that. Now let's talk about, so many people live paycheck to paycheck. You've got monthly income, and you do mention that people can, just like a banker, that they can produce daily interest returns. How can our audience go about it?
Well, to go about it, it requires some education and some guidance. And of course, that's what I do. And I don't want to sit here and, you know, pitch my company right now. But it's understanding how it works. Again, it comes down to belief system and education, because, again, people don't understand how the system works. So let me start it this way. Let's say, for sake of argument, you had a $15,000 debt with a bank, mm-hmm. and you have a checking account with them too. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have a $5,000 paycheck go into your checking account. Mm-hmm. Now, what if the bank called you and say, hey, Divya, we're going to credit your $5,000 paycheck against your $15,000 debt. So our system think will only charge you interest on 10 grand instead of 15. Would you take that offer?
I'm not sure. I would need some more information on it.
All right. Well, let's try it again. Either you keep your 5 grand in your checking account and pay interest on 15 grand, mm-hmm. or we credit your 5 grand against the debt, so you're paying less interest.
And where is that 5 grand coming from?
It's your paycheck from your checking account. It's money
so
you have.
What you're saying is that, like, the 5 grand is already in my bank account. Yeah. And when my next paycheck comes, they will credit it towards that 15,000 and charge me interest on 10K.
Yep. Or how about we just charge you in or credit anything you have in your checking account? We'll just credit it against the debt. So if you had 15 grand in your checking account, credit it against the debt, guess what? No interest. Mm-hmm. Now, and then if you pulled 5 grand out of your checking account, your debt would come up to 5 grand, come up by 5 grand, right? Because you had 5 debt and 10. All right. Now, wouldn't that be a cool thing for the banks to do? It would be fantastic. We'd save interest on every dollar we earned. We'd save interest on all the debt, dollar for dollar. It'd be a cool thing. Well, guess what? That's what I teach people to do. You can do that, right? You can move your money, because you got to remember, when it comes to banking, have you ever seen a banker with a badge, a thorn crown, and sandals? No, never. They're not an authority, right? But we give them all this authority like they're an ultimate being just by handing them our paycheck, right? We participate the way they're told, but we don't have to. That's just what they want us to do to make a lot of money, right? So what I teach people to do is utilize a line of credit, right? It's the revolving line of credit is the most powerful tool ever devised, because it has the revolving door. That revolving door, just like your checking account, you can go in and out at your leisure. A line of credit's the same way. It's the same. It's just a different, it's got a different label and it's a different bucket, and it's got that debt inside of it, right? So I teach people how to take that income out of a worthless checking account and go credit it against the debt as a payment to the line of credit. Right? So if we have 15 grand in that line of credit and we got 10 grand, boom. And that's immediate savings. And the interest savings is tax-free. They can't tax you on interest savings.
Right.
So And if you want to know how much am I going to save on my 10 grand, simple interest, 10,000 times the interest rate, divided by 365 days, and multiply by the days in the billing cycle, tell you exactly how much you're going to save. Mm-hmm. So it's all very simple. It's very sixth grade math, you know? So I know it sounds confusing to people, but that's why I have the service and education, so I can help people understand how these numbers really work, so we can start changing their beliefs about what they think they're supposed to and should be doing based on somebody else's agenda.
Right. You know? So, yeah, I mean, not everybody can work with you. So let's kind of focus on the now and see what value we can provide to our audience. So let's say someone has debt and they want to pay off their debt without earning more or spending less. Are you saying, would you use the same philosophy that you shared about whatever is in your bank, instead of keeping it in the bank, put it for the line of credit? Is that what you would recommend?
Absolutely. Unless there's money that's allocated for something else, but not for bills. Again, if we look at the model of how we bank and borrow and just stop and just say, okay, why am I doing this? Really, not so my bills are paid and I need something to do with my money, but really dig deep. You know, it's almost like being in a bad relationship. What am I doing here? What am I getting out of the relationship? And then you just start dissecting why. Well, why is my money going to a checking account aside from I need it to put it someplace and to pay a bill? A checking account has no value. That's not an investment vehicle. It's not, it's a bucket, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so again, so if we have an alternative, what's the alternative? Wow, we got this other bucket over here I can get in and out of. And what happens when I put money over there? I immediately create interest savings, and every dime I have for me is now in circulation in my world. Right. Instead of the bank putting into circulation and making all sorts of money, I'm going to do the same thing in this line of credit. Now, and this is, you know, this is not a mortgage strategy. OK, this is one thing that I have discovered after running clinical trials for 15 years. This is a banking strategy. Mm-hmm. It's not for mortgage only and homeowners. I can teach 18-year-olds how to do this, fresh college graduates. Anybody can do this, and it's complementary to everything. And that's the biggest problem I have, and your listeners are probably having right now. This guy's crazy. But I'm only crazy if you look through the lens of traditional beliefs. Take that lens off and dig deep into why you do what you do, who told you, and who's proven to you with the math that this is what you should be doing, and it's in your benefit. Because I can mm-hmm. guarantee you, there's nothing in the traditional world of finance that is to your benefit. It's only there to help you get something. Like credit itself. All right. Credit is not debt. Credit is a tool. It only becomes debt when you sign your name on the bottom line. All right. Mm-hmm. And credit was devised to provide accessibility, not affordability. Mm-hmm. Right. Borrowing money has nothing to do with be affordable. It just gives you access to what you want. Right. And that all started in 1928. I don't know if you know this, but Pierre DuPont owned GM. Mm-hmm. J.P. Morgan Jr. owned the banking system. And DuPont needed to beat Ford. He needed to sell cars. Mm-hmm. So he and J.P. Morgan got together. Morgan came up with the idea of credit. 8 cents a day for a Chevy, 42 cents a day for a Cadillac. And that's where it all started. And why did they do it? DuPont needed to sell cars. He didn't care about if you crashed the car, didn't care if you liked the car. He didn't care about you in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. He needed to sell cars. Mm-hmm. What did banks do? Banks want to sell you accounts, sell you loans. They make money. Everything they do is to feed their profit model. And that's what people need to understand. And it's not that they're evil and they're not doing anything subversive. They're just running a very profitable business model. And we'd all be doing it if we could. I'm just here to say that I've discovered the way we can. We can bank like bankers. We can make sure all our bills are paid. We don't sacrifice a thing. Don't change any budget. We don't have to do anything except restructure the flow through the system itself. And you're not hurting anybody. Okay, so a bank's not making as much interest as they had expected. But when we sign on the dotted line, we signed to pay back the loan. We didn't sign up for all the interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's not we have control of that number. We just agreed to borrow and pay back. Right. And right, so right. With what I tell my people, look, you didn't go buy a rate. You bought a car, you bought a house, you bought an education. Complete the purchase.
Background noise coming in, you know, like just trying to figure it out. Can you hear it?
It could only be that my office is next to kind of a busy street. So,
okay, got it.
That might be
all right. Okay, so going back to it, Bill, we have explored the banking system. Now tell me, you know, if a listener was saying, okay, I understand the beliefs. This has what's been handed down since 1928, if I recall the year correctly that you shared, when this got started. But now how yours is different from banking and what gives a general person the assurance of how it works. So give us some details into it.
Details into how my program works?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the validity of the numbers?
Yeah.
It's well.
So like, let's say people say that, okay, I'm going to take my bank money and I'm going to put it into line of credit. So what's the assurance that the money is going to be there? Is it backed by federal bonds? How is it backed by? Well, how do they know? Well, like, you know, what happens to their money?
Well, no, it's backed. Well, let's say for sake of argument, it's a home equity line of credit.
Okay.
That's mm-hmm. backed by your house. Mm-hmm. Right. And the bank, unless that bank has to shut down or with what we saw 12 years ago.
Right.
It's a contractual obligation. So many people think that these people wear badges and they can just, you know, take the rug out from underneath you on a loan. They can't just do that on a loan. It's contractual. But you know what they can do? They can take the rug right underneath you on your checking account if they needed to.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And they got the federal authority to do that. Now, with the line of credit, again, it's backed by your house. They can't go in there and just arbitrarily call the note. If you're not making a payment, then they got a right to do what they need to do. If you're living up to the agreement, they can't do anything to you unless we see what we saw 12 years ago when some lines got frozen. That's a whole nother conversation. But there's... even in your checking account, federal, FDIC, et cetera, there's no 100% guaranteed that you're safe if you've got your money over in somebody else's hands. Guaranteed. If you want ultimate safety, put in a coffee can in your garage.
Well, we don't know. Sometimes, you know, there can be hurricanes. Sometimes there can be tornadoes. And who knows where that coffee can go, right?
That's true. But... On the other side of the coin, we got a bunch of guys that are playing with our money and they can lose it all. You know?
You're right.
It's like, you know, it's like the stock market. There's no floor, there's no net. You take all the risk, you know, and again, living in this world, there's risk. Bottom line. You're never gonna get rid of it 100%. But the bottom line is why the system is working as it is, right? And again, I've been doing this for 15 years. This is not new. I've been running clinical trials on this. I've seen it month in and month out. So it's only scary until you get into it and you know that it's just as rock solid as anything else, right? Because you got to remember, you're dealing with a banking system as well that knows that they've got to treat you like gold. Their systems have to work. Everything has to work on the back end to keep you as a customer. And there's nothing more that they want than to keep you as a customer.
Oh, so, absolutely, because they are taking the money we share with them in the banking account
and
investing it. So
So there's, you know, there's built-in safety as far as functionality and your money moving back and forth. You know, and again, I've been doing this. I got thousands of customers, and I have had one complaint that oh, the bank is disallowing me to do this. Mm-hmm. Because we don't even need their permission to do it. We don't need their permission to take our money from a checking account and make a payment to our line of credit. That's all they think you're doing. You're just making a big payment. They're very happy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You know, and again, if you're keeping them happy, that door is going to stay open and you can recycle and reuse that money as much as you want for 10 years plus. So there's a lot of safety already built into the system itself.
Now, absolutely. So now, right. Yeah. So now, yeah,
can I answer part two of your question? Part two was, let's look at some numbers. Okay. Sure. Here's how easy it is. All right. Our $15,000 mm-hmm. balance mm-hmm. minus $5,000 income going in brings us down to 10. Mm-hmm. And then we pull $3,000. Remember, the $5,000 is all of our income. So we got to go back and get what we need to live our life. Mm-hmm. So let's say that's $4,000. Okay. We have five in, we'll go get our four. So that we add that four to the 10,000. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. End of the billing cycle. Let's reconcile. We started at 15. We ended at 14. What's mm-hmm. the difference? $1,000, right? We mm-hmm. put in 5,000 and we took out 4,000. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. 1,000. So our positive cash flow of 1,000 is our net payment against the debt for the month. Mm-hmm. So in next month, it might be 5,000 in, 4,500 out. Next month, 5,000 in, 3,500 out, because we never spend the same amount of money.
Right.
Right. Every month. So if we just look at, if we could average $1,000 a month, mm-hmm. every month, how much extra do we pay off per year? 12 grand. Mm-hmm. Right. And our $15,000 credit card is gone in 15 months or not credit card, but our $15,000 balance in our line of credit, right. which could have been a credit card. It could have been a car. It could have been a student loan or it could be part of your mortgage. It doesn't matter what that money mm-hmm. was used for. It's just that if we put our money to work against that debt 24/7, then we're guaranteed to pay that 15 grand off in 15 months. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Now, the beauty of it is that's still our money. That's our bank vault. We can go back and get the 15 grand and go attack something else. Another debt. We can put it in an investment. We can buy it. We can do anything with the money that we want. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of this thing, the freedom to self-finance. You don't need, if you've got a line of credit and you want to go a $30,000 line of credit and you want to go buy a $25,000 car, guess what? You don't need to go talk to a bank. You don't need their help to repay the loan. You don't need their help to refinance if you know what they do. Mm-hmm. And each, but the numbers are very, very sixth grade. But here's the special formula, right, for your listeners. If you want to figure out how quickly you can pay off a debt, figure out what your positive monthly cash flow is, mm-hmm. which I've got a great exercise for that here in a second. And here's the formula. Balance divided by surplus, which is your positive cash flow, divided by 12, gives you payoff in years. Mm-hmm. And it's guaranteed to work every time, as long as you know your numbers. My students, right, they'll go buy a car, they'll go shopping for a car. They won't ask for a rate. They won't ask for a payment. They'll say, how much? And they know what their surplus number is. So they said balance divided by surplus divided by 12. We'll have this thing paid off in 2.5 years. We'll take it. Mm-hmm. That's how my customers shop for a car versus those that are worried about rate and payment.
Right. Because it's a different way of looking at things.
It's so a different now, belief. A different yeah, belief.
Definitely a different belief. And moving away from the social norm, and which is good, it's important to have disruptors. Now, what if somebody who doesn't have a debt, how can they get involved in this?
Go get a line of credit mm-hmm. and decide where you want to put the money. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and this is a beautiful thing here, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say for sake of argument, we've got our line of credit and our numbers work out to where we can borrow and pay back 25 grand a year. Mm-hmm. Right. So we take 25 grand out of our line of credit. Mm-hmm. And we go whatever investment vehicle, right? That's a whole nother topic and conversation. But you go put that money in that investment. Now, the first mm-hmm. argument is, oh, yeah, but I'm paying interest on the HELOC. Well, yeah, you are. But as a banker, that's okay, because we understand that interest is just a cost of doing business. What's our business? Investing. All right. Mm-hmm. So our first year goes by and we pay it all back. Mm-hmm. Right. We take another 25 and we put it in the investment. Mm-hmm. Same investment. How much do we have in the investment now? 50. Mm-hmm. But we're only paying interest on 25. But we'll never pay interest on 25 because we're bankers, because our balance is never at 25, because our income is going in and our surplus is paying it back. So this is arbitrage at its finest. We borrow at 20 or at one rate, 25 grand, and we got 50 grand invested. End of year two, another 25. Now we got 75 in the investment, but only exposed 25. Mm-hmm. Right? So 4 years, we got an extra 100. 8 years, we got an extra 200. 12 years, we have an extra 300 grand. And we didn't change our lifestyle. We didn't sacrifice anything. All we did was float our money through the system differently than what we've been told. That's how somebody can benefit. Because anybody and everybody can do this if you're earning an income and you got positive cash flow.
That definitely makes sense. So let's look at, you talked about investment. We have some time for it. So now you put your, you know, you've borrowed your money, put your line against something, you have the positive cash flow, you paid back, and the next year you borrowed 25, but next year again, you borrow 25. So you're going, as you're paying off from your positive cash flow, you're saving money too as well. So now Absolutely. My question is that, are people deciding on the investment, or let's say if it's a person like you who's deciding on the investment, how does all that work?
Well, ultimately, it's the consumer's choice all the way around. Working with me, I don't choose the bank. I only make recommendations and suggestions because it is everybody else's money. I don't touch it. I'm just a coach and a teacher trying to teach somebody a better methodology. No different than a running coach trying to teach a runner how to run more efficiently. A golf coach trying to teach somebody how to swing a better golf club, right? And so when it comes to that, my recommendations, suggestions, well, they're based on my beliefs and my philosophies, and a lot of those go against the grain. Mm-hmm. So I try not to get, and I'm not a licensed, you know, SEC licensed financial planner. So mm-hmm. having that discussion, especially in public, can get my behind in a ringer. So, you know, again, so that's really personal preference, but, you know, and again, I'm sure, you know, your listeners have their trusted advisors. Sure. And I'm going to go back to the belief, mm-hmm. right? Because that guy, you got to remember, that guy went to the same schools you did. He's got the same programming, the same beliefs. And anything that's going to come out of his mouth, most consumers are going to say, oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh, okay, yeah, you know what you're talking about. Because that's all they know, right?
And confirmation bias, right? What you know, and when you find something that reaffirms that belief, then you're nodding your head and saying that, yes, this is the way to go.
Well, I'll make one recommendation to every consumer listening. If mm-hmm. you're going to invest your money, mm-hmm. right, ask, where's my fail safe? Where's my floor in a net? Mm-hmm. Do not. I think it's the craziest thing that we've been duped into believing that we could put 100% of our savings, because that's what your 401k, it is your savings, mm-hmm. right? For the most part, because if you look at the American's paycheck, right? We're living off of 30% of our pay. We lose 70% to taxes, 401k contributions, which is not losing money, but we don't get to live on that money, and debt payments. So a guy that earns 120 grand a year is trying to live off of $3,000 a month. Where's the savings in that 3,000? Because on average, it costs $2,500 to $3,000 a month for all the accoutrements of basic needs, utilities, the cell phones, the lights, the food, the insurances, all those things that you have to spend without debt. It's expensive to live here. And it's not, you know, you hear Americans are bad savers. when did you, who do you know that's ever said, you know what, I'm not going to save any money. That just doesn't make sense to me. No, everybody wants to save money. It's just, there's nothing left to save. You know, once it's all said and done. And, you know, I'm always talking to people about their gross paycheck. Nobody looks at it anymore. Nobody knows what's going out the door. They just know, oh, that's what I got. You know, I talked to a guy, he was losing, you know, $25 a month in miscellaneous deductions. He didn't even know what they were. They just showed up because he signed the employment package without reading what was there. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, and exemptions, you know, how much is the government taking from you per month so you get a refund at the end of the year while you're figuring out how to save money or just buy food? It's because we've got zero or one exemption, so they're taking the max. And I preach all the time, the IRS is not the people you want involved in your, any part of your financial life. None whatsoever. They're a collection agency. They're not a financial firm in any way, shape, or form. You know, so we shouldn't rely on, or we should actually pay a lot more attention to what we're doing up front so we get more every month. So we're not trying to figure out how to squeeze a nickel out of our pocket, you know? And so, you know, again, it's all get right to the foundation. Your paycheck is the most important thing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's oxygen. And without it,
absolutely.
You die.
Absolutely.
You know? So pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. Really, mm-hmm. You know, forget all the beliefs and what people think is right for you. Go find your numbers. It's all right there. You can figure it all out with a calculator. And, you know, and again, that money going into a checking account just to pay a bill. Well, there's lots of ways to pay a bill. You don't need those people. You don't need to let them decide what happens to your money. They're not just little beans. Things have energy, you know, and that's another philosophical conversation is, you know, we expend energy to acquire those dollars and energy never goes away. It just gets transferred from place to place. And so when we get our paycheck, we don't think of energy. We don't think about what we put into it, right? The energy it created. But guess who does know? The banks know, because they take that right out of there and they go put it to work. They understand there's energy behind every dollar earned. And I'm
absolutely.
I'm just trying to get the public, again, nobody's doing anything wrong. They're just doing something that really isn't in their benefit. And I'm just here to expose the, put the light on it and say, no, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, we could be a lot farther along. I know I could have 25% of the population debt free in 5 years if this was widespread, because I've already done it. I've been doing it for people for 15 years. So none of this is speculation or a guess. I've been living it in the petri dish with people. And I just, you know, again, I know it might sound arrogant to some people, but I know what I know just because I got the data.
Absolutely. No, that's fantastic. So, Bill, can you share with our listeners, if they wanted to contact you, where can you be found? And what would be your one parting thought along with sharing your information?
Well, everybody can find me at truthinequity.com. And if you don't remember that, remember Credit Line Banking, because I'm trying to rebrand it. So we actually have two websites out there right now. One's is the Credit Line Banking is just kind of in development, but it's still functional and people can start the process there. And I really, either way you go, I recommend you read the primer that I wrote on this subject. It'll lay all this out, just sixth grade. And there's also information on how to calculate interest on your debt that you do have right now. So you understand when you're looking at the statement, where's my money going? Because it's really easy to know. Instead of just looking at that payment, oh, well, whatever, you can know. You know how much interest is going out, who's getting what, and figure out how to get it back. So the primer is a great, great tool to get you started. And then just get your information. We'll get in contact. We'll have an initial phone call, 20 minutes, and decide if we should move forward. Because this is an invite-only process. Because I don't have a product to sell except what's in our head, in my head. So if you're not a good candidate, I'm going to let you know, because I'm not going to bring anybody on that I know isn't right or is going to fail. Mm-hmm. So, and my last parting thought, I know I'm harping on this big time, Divya, but really question the beliefs in your head. There's nothing wrong with you questioning what other people put there. Mm-hmm. Because don't, and everybody should understand, those beliefs are not, there's nothing original there. It all started someplace. Somebody planted that in the back of your brain and it never goes away. Don't be afraid to question your beliefs about money. And when you do question anybody else, make them prove it with a calculator. If they can't do it with a calculator, don't do business with them because they don't know. They don't even know how their own products work.
Absolutely.
You can do it. You're a lot smarter than you think, folks. You just need to know how to do the math.
And Bill, your primer can be found on your website.
Pardon me?
Your primer can be found on your website.
Yep. Yep. You do have to put in your information. You have to give us some place to send it to, right? It's like Absolutely. Everybody else. Build the list. Build the list.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for providing a lot of value. And folks, disruption is the name of game. You can check it out and see if it works for you. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Divya. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us for our today's show and being with us every week and reaching out to us with your questions so that we can answer those not only in this show, but in the upcoming shows. So do reach out. Thank you again, listeners, for being part of our family. And thank you, Rebel, for making the show possible. See you and be well until next time.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyaparekh.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. We look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.